Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Government has enacted new regulations requiring mining companies to boost local procurement under the revised local content statutory instrument, aiming to grow enterprises, create jobs, and strengthen the mining value chain. Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo said the SI signed into law by Minister in Charge Paul Kavosue under the Geological and Mineral Development Act of 2025 will come into effect on January 1, 2025. Mr. Tembo has explained that under the new measures, mining companies operating in Zambia will be required to allocate a minimum of 20% of their procurement budget to local suppliers for core goods and services within 6 months of the SI's commencement. He has added that this threshold will be progressively increased to 25% after 1 year, 35% within 2 years, and a minimum of 40% within 5 years.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has introduced a significant new regulation to boost Zambian businesses. Effective January 1st, 2026, mining companies will be required to source at least 20% of their core goods and services from local suppliers. This local procurement target will then increase progressively, rising to 25% after 1 year, 35% within 2 years, and to a minimum of 40% within 5 years. The goal is clear: create jobs, grow local enterprises, and ensure the wealth from our minerals benefits Zambians. Companies must comply or face penalties under the new law.
Zambia, through the National Road Fund Agency, has been recognized as a regional leader in road fund reforms following its successful efforts in establishing sustainable, transparent, and accountable financing mechanism for road infrastructure development. Many African countries have structured their road financing mechanism and road tolling programs based on Zambia's road fund model. This came to light at a ceremony marking the 30th anniversary celebration of the Lesotho Road Fund administration held in Maseru, Lesotho, which was graced by that country's Prime Minister, Samuel Matekeni. The Prime Minister has further acknowledged regional networking and collaboration with other road funds on the continent as a cornerstone for best practices in the management and administration of road funds for the benefit of respective regional countries.
Over the past 30 years, Road Fund Lesotho has financed critical maintenance and rehabilitation projects, enhanced road safety, and strengthened institutional collaboration with implementing agencies.
And NRFA board chairperson Nolan Koma said NRFA had equally picked vital lessons from Lesotho and the agency had strengthened its institutional capacity underpinned by transparency, accountability and enhanced corporate governance.
When we come together at such forums, we are able to identify innovative ways of filling the road infrastructure budget deficit. We also believe that as a National Road Fund Agency in Zambia, we have continued to strengthen our governance protocols. We have also been able to operate in a manner that is transparent to give confidence to the taxpayers that their resources are being deployed in a manner that it is intended to be.
The Lusaka City Council has expressed concern over ongoing reports of grave vandalism at Chingwere Cemetery. Lusaka City Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Wulumba Nyambe has revealed that the local authority has received information about unscrupulous individuals desecrating graves under the false pretense that the council is demolishing burial sites dating back to the 1980s. Mr. Nyambe has clarified that these claims are completely unfounded, stating that the acts in question are deliberate acts of vandalism. He has emphasized that the council is legally prohibited from demolishing any grave unless a cemetery has been officially decommissioned, a process that only occurs 99 years after the last burial has taken place.
We wish to categorically state that this claim is entirely false, as these are, you know, deliberate acts of vandalism by those that are doing it. We do not and cannot demolish by law any grave site unless, you know, a cemetery has been officially, you know, decommissioned. An act that, you know, can only take place 9 years after the last burial has taken place. This criminal behavior involving the sick avenging of, scrap metals from graves for resale is illegal and will not be tolerated, and anyone found engaging in it will entirely face the full force of the law.
Zambia Sugar PLC has partnered with Zambeef to donate 350 pairs of shoes to grade 1 pupils from 4 schools in Mazabuka's Nakambala ward. The Zambeef initiative, dubbed Walk a Mile in My Shoes, was birthed in 2024 with the footwear manufactured under Zambeef's shoe division, Zam Leather. The benefiting primary schools are Nkabika, Kabanje, Nakambala, as well as Shimungalu. Speaking during the first stop at Nkabika Primary School Friday morning, Zambia Sugar Managing Director Oswald Magwenzi said the partnership is part of the institution's support to education, health and general community development. And Zambia's Products Chief Executive Officer, Faith Mukoto, highlighted the importance of the gesture, noting that shoes bring dignity as well as offer protection from ailments. Meanwhile, Kavika Primary School head teacher, Senior Coraline Mohau, thanked the donors for what she described as a clear demonstration of love for children.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research says the growth of the capital markets over the past 6 months presents a strong opportunity to attract investment. ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zali Chikuba has described the development as impressive, noting that the share index has surged by over 520% during this period. Mr. Chikuba said the growth has boosted investor confidence and is already drawing interest from both local and foreign investors. He has added that this momentum places the country on a promising path towards economic development and stability in the financial markets.
Aware to what is happening in other parts of the economy, for instance, the capital markets. If you look at the performance of the All Shares Index in the last 6 months, where it has grown by 520%, you will see that there is a positive response to the prices, that the price signal is good, and also confidence in the economy. So there is a great level of confidence in the economy.
The top international news.
Israel's military has confirmed that the latest remains handed over to the Red Cross in Gaza and returned to Israel are those of a dead hostage. The Israel Defense Forces said the returned hostage is Eliyahu Magalit. 75 was killed on 7 October and his body taken into Gaza from near Oz Kibbutz. His death was announced by Israel in December 2023, a month after his daughter Millie, who was also taken hostage, was released during a temporary truce. The BBC has more.
The Hostage Family Forum in Israel says the body returned by Hamas overnight has been identified as an Israeli citizen. 75-year-old Eliyahu Margalit was murdered when Hamas attacked the Neir Oz kibbutz. Hamas is under pressure to return all the bodies, but claims it's struggling to access them under the rubble, which is also impacting transportation of aid into Gaza. Thousands of mourners have gathered in the Kenyan city of Kisumu to pay their last respects to the former Prime Minister Raila Odinga, who died while receiving treatment in India. The body of the opposition statesman has been taken to the Jomo Kenyatta Stadium ahead of the burial. Volodymyr Zelensky has failed to secure the Tomahawk missiles he wanted from Donald Trump. President Zelensky had travelled to Washington hoping to obtain supplies of the long-range weapons to attack Russia and help to secure Ukrainian territory ahead of a ceasefire.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
In sports news, Chipolopolo forward Fashion Sakala Jr. scored his first league goal of the season.